Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 17th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Long-term favorable cardiac remodeling in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients treated with mavacamten for up to 128 weeks. Insights from the VALOR-HCM trial. In patients with severely symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy eligible for septal reduction therapy, treatment with mavacamten resulted in sustained reductions in left ventricular outflow tract gradients and favorable cardiac remodeling effects over 128 weeks. These findings from the VALOR-HCM trial suggest mavacamten provides a durable, non-invasive option for managing obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 2. Analysis of risk factors for frailty syndrome in elderly patients with acute coronary syndrome and establishment of a nomogram prediction model. This study retrospectively analyzed elderly patients with acute coronary syndrome to identify risk factors for frailty syndrome. A nomogram prediction model was established based on these risk factors to predict the likelihood of frailty syndrome in elderly acute coronary syndrome patients. Article number 3. Sex differences on the effect of hemoadsorption during cardiac surgery. A removed trial post hoc analysis. A post hoc analysis of the removed trial, which examined the use of hemoadsorption during cardiac surgery for infective endocarditis, revealed sex-based differences in outcomes. The study aimed to evaluate if there is a sex-specific impact of hemoadsorption during cardiac surgery for infective endocarditis. Article number 4. The efficacy and safety of dapagliflozin in pediatric heart failure. This observational study evaluated the efficacy and safety of dapagliflozin in pediatric patients with heart failure. The primary outcome was a composite of worsening heart failure, heart transplantation, and mortality. The study provides initial data on the use of sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors in a pediatric population. Article number 5. Predictive value of left and right atrial strain for the detection of device-detected atrial fibrillation in patients with cryptogenic stroke and implantable cardiac monitor. This study investigated the relationship between left and right atrial strain parameters measured by speckle tracking echocardiography and the occurrence of device-detected atrial fibrillation in patients with cryptogenic stroke who received implantable cardiac monitors. The findings suggest that atrial strain parameters may help predict the risk of device-detected atrial fibrillation in this population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.